News from Oroville, December 14th, 2007. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea and Danielle. The new path to transition school and future school is dangerously slippery due to the rains, so please drive slowly and take the main road. For access to transition school, it's better to drive through to the main entrance. And about another slippery road to bypass during this rainy weather, the new road near Vikas to the solar kitchen. The weather forecast for Friday night is thunder and more rain. Low temperature of 25 degrees and an eastern wind of 28 kilometers per hour. For Saturday, much the same, but on Sunday, the chances of precipitation decrease to 50%, but still the sky will remain overcast. Here is an excerpt from the recording of a general information meeting presented by L'Avenir d'Oroville.
Okay, let's start. This is our fifth information meeting. And when I look at a few organizations here in Oroville, I don't think they have in 6 months done five information meetings. And although we think it is not enough, because there is a lot to discuss about the future of Oroville, we really like that every time people come and that we can discuss the things we propose and where we're busy with. We don't have, at this moment, huge presentations and slideshows. Normally, we prepare that till the last detail. But this information meeting is meant to have an exchange of ideas and what happened the last month. And to tell you very frankly, 2 weeks ago, we decided to postpone the meeting because of the Anupama payments. It was a huge thing, and we'll come to that later. And we said, well, in the middle of this, it's not so clear what all happened. And let's bring some clarity first before we present things. So five times already.
On the 17th through 22nd December, there will be a short intensive course of Tai Chi from Monday to Saturday, 7:30 a.m. until 10:30 for beginners, Chi and Tai Chi basics. The work is essentially directed towards mastery of the body through breathing and muscular relaxation, improvement of movement through balance and coordination, and learning to mobilize the qi, first perceiving it, then guiding it in one's body with the use of three factors, will, imagination, and muscular activity. Tai Chi, literally translated, means supreme ultimate. Thus, Tai Chi is the practice of embodying the truth. It is a moving meditation, a self-healing art, and an internal system of martial art. As a meditation, Tai Chi is movement performed in slow motion. Cultivating the concentration required to perform these movements slowly and with balance helps to focus and quiet the chatter of the mind, which brings one into the awareness of the now. As a healing art, it is based on the same principles as acupuncture. The movements are designed to move the qi, that is the energy, through the meridians of the body. And this free-flowing movement of qi keeps the body healthy. For information and booking, call Marco, 262-2432, or email marcoavc@oroville.org.in. Pichandikulam Bio Resource Center is offering Orovillians, newcomers, school groups, and local healers classes to make local remedies from medicinal plants and common kitchen ingredients. The classes will run every Wednesday, 10:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. A herbal medicine dispensary will also be open from 3 to 5 on Wednesdays. Interested persons, students, teachers, researchers may contact the office at Pichandikulam Forest in Oroville at 262-2365 or 262-2431. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. Marlenka on microphone. For further information, please check the website oroville.org. Thank you for listening.